Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I was just looking at dating apps with my friends, and we noticed that so many guys who have so much potential and are so cute, like, their hair is thinning or, like, their hairline is fucked up. And I realized that, like, a lot of guys just don't have access to, like, hair transplants and, like, crazy things like that. And even though it's shallow, like, people actually do care about that. And, like, it's just, it's going to make you feel better to have, like, a nice head of hair. So, like, one thing that I would recommend, just from, like, me to you, is Hims, H-I-M-S. I don't know if you've already heard about it, but a few of my guy friends have been using it now for, like, a few weeks and have already seen results. It's, like, they have, like, shampoo, they have vitamins, they even have, like, lube and sexual stuff. So it's, like, a one-stop shop for men. If you haven't heard about it already, which I feel like you guys definitely have, because if you're a man listening to this podcast, you're just clued into, like, what's good. But honestly, I think you'll really like it. Luckily for you guys, it's usually $38 for, like, three of these products and, like, the package of the three. But for We Met at Acme listeners, if you just go to forhims.com, like, forhims.com/Acme, then you'll get it for legitimately $5. So I really wouldn't sleep on this offer, although it might be Sunday morning when you're listening to this, because this is truly something amazing. And the vitamins, like, are delicious. I've seen them at my friends' houses, and I'm just like, wait, those are, like, good for you? They look like candy. So get on that. The shampoo's easy. It all smells really nice. The branding is sick. And, like, it's just preventative measures and shit like that. Like, even if you're not bald or not balding anytime soon, it's just good to get on that. So, again, forhims.com/acme. And hopefully you check that out. And hopefully you enjoy the episode with Remy that we're about to play for you. And one last time, that's forhims.com/acme. Check it out. $5. Okay. Jeez. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to We Met at Acme. Thank you so much for having listened all day. We are here with my favorite person who also has a podcast, my friend Remy Casimir.
Yay. Hey, Rem. Hi, Lindsay. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's the first time you called me Lindsay.
I know. That was really weird and unnatural.
Sorry. But now I'm like, do you call me?
I don't think
Lynn.
Yeah. Or Linda.
Yeah.
But I don't actively say people's names out loud a lot.
You know what? You do not.
I don't.
Except you say Ben's name a lot.
I know. Because hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
It's cute.
I did that for you.
Yeah. Shout out to Ben. Yeah, this is cool. I'm so excited to be here on your couch where I am most days.
I'm so happy that you're here on my couch where you are many, many other times. And we have the best conversations
ever.
We're just always like literally.
We get so deep.
Our life is an episode of a podcast.
Yeah.
And
we are a podcast.
Yeah. And I'm so happy you're here because I was just on your podcast, mm-hmm. which is called How Come.
Yep.
And if you can't tell by the title, it's about how Remy can't come.
I cannot.
She cannot. So
I have never done it alone, have never done it with a person. Mm-hmm. It's just not a thing. It hasn't been a thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of guys who are public on Instagram?
Fine. Why not?
I agree.
Guys who are private on Instagram, it's like putting it's like a padlock on a dumpster. Who do you think you are? No one's trying to get in there.
No one. So How Come is amazing, and my episode, I was told I had never been so bold, and I hope that's a compliment.
Yeah, so wait, the first time that we recorded Lindsay's episode, because How Come has had a weird life, because it's a very sensitive subject matter, obviously. Mm. So I started it in August, and I started recording episodes, and Lindsay and her boyfriend at the time were on my first episode, and they were just like this like perfect listening couple. And he was a little difficult, and it kind of put like a little, like, we had a fun time on the pod, but then, like, his end was, it wasn't the most fun, and so I was, like, really down on the podcast in general. I was like, maybe this isn't a good idea, and I stopped recording for a while, and then in that time, Lindsay started We Met at Acme, and I love We Met at Acme so much, and, like, I was like, okay, this is a subject matter that needs to be talked about still, like, I need to, like, go for it, and, like, yeah, it's tough, and yeah, like, it's, like, I cried after the first episode. Like, it was emotionally hard.
Yeah.
So then I started re-recording in December, and then you were on the episode that we just did. And
The second episode,
she was so bold. And the difference from the August episode and the December episode are, like, leaps and bounds. Like, if I ever put that out, like, you'll just be astonished.
I guarantee that you're right, because sometimes you just need to trim the fat, you know?
100%. No, but it was, yeah, it was hard. And then, yeah, episode two it was fucking awesome. We had a really good time.
Check it out right now. No. Keep listening. Check it out after this, obviously.
Yeah. I think that was so cute and funny, and like it was a really great, I mean, I get to see that side of you because like you're very candid, but like mm-hmm. a relationships podcast is different from a sex podcast.
Very different. And I also think that like you should never really record an episode with someone you're dating, maybe someone you're married to. Do you know what I mean?
I think if you're dating long enough and you're comfortable, but I think it was like, I don't know, because like I've done stuff with my boyfriend, and, like, it's nice, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when it's about sex and relationships, and it's, like, how many times a day are you going down on her? And, like, you know, like, you can take it really personally and not want to talk about
exes. With the right person,
and
it would go well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So
I'm glad that you're single, by the way, because if We Met at Acme had never started, like, it is such a good...
I completely agree.
You're listening to a great podcast.
Thank you.
Of course.
That's so sweet. So let's talk about sex.
Because that's how sexy comes.
And this is a collab.
Yeah.
And I would love to talk about sex.
Okay. So I love sex. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best.
So are you single or are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relash.
We shouted him out in the beginning.
Shout out, boo. He's really cool. We bang a lot.
That's great.
And
healthy.
Yeah, and he tries really hard. And mm-hmm. I would never say he's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, I know. I have to start going to a sex therapist. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a bit scared, but...
What was that show that she went to a sex therapist? I know
Broad City did it recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
She went to a yoni masseuse, I think.
Yeah, and it made her orgasm.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, people have recommended
that... Why has
that
not been an assignment for you yet? Okay, well, so no, we went to BU together.
We did.
In Boston.
Yes, Boston University. Some people are always like, Baylor? And I'm like, what is that?
How do you mean?
A lot of people have said that to me.
I've never
heard. Or they're like, that. Binghamton? I'm like, what?
Who calls those schools BU?
I don't know.
Who are you hanging out with?
No one. I don't know.
It's very questionable. So you have a boyfriend now, but when you were single, you were mingling. Am I right?
I was mingling, but I wasn't doing like a ton of.
Were you on
boning
any dating
randos?
Apps?
Yes.
So
queen of the dating apps.
Which ones?
I did Tinder. I did Raya. I did Hinge.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Do you like choking during sex?
I think choking is a fun thing.
Mm-hmm. Being choked or choking?
Both.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Sounds like a murder scene.
No, it's like a fight. I love it.
Do you like play fighting?
Yeah.
Do you think that play fighting is going to stop happening because now guys are going to be scared of being called sexually harassed?
No, because I think once people are like more sexually positive and like you can have more of an open dialogue with your person that you're fucking for the night about like what you're down for. Well, you can be, like, more cozy.
Wait, that brings up a perfect segue to my next question, which is, would you sign a consensual, like, an agreement to consent to have sex with your partner, essentially, or, like, someone you're dating?
So I know that these exist now. I saw all of the articles and the apps and shit, and I'm not, I'm not dating right now, so yeah. Did you see the new Tinder update? Like, no, I heard about it, but, like, no. So I haven't really thought about it, but, yeah, I think so. I think, like, if they're taking the time to be, like, aware of stuff, like, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that coming has anything to do with your relationship with your vagina and how you feel and, like, if you think it's beautiful or not and, like, if you like the way it looks and, like, the way that you womanscape?
Probably. The thing is I've always thought my vagina was really nice as far as vaginas go, but I don't think I've necessarily thought vaginas were pretty.
You just gave vaginas a backhanded compliment.
That's what I'm saying. I think I've had, like, a really weird relationship with vaginas that I'm like, oh, no, they're not cute. Like, I'm, like, the most, like, Freudian penis envy, like...
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You think penises are cute, but vaginas aren't? Is that what you're saying?
I think... I've seen a lot of vaginas that I'm like, damn, I don't want to be near that. You know what I mean? Right?
I'm so sad to hear that.
What? But I mean, I'm sure that there's penises too, but maybe I've just gotten lucky.
You know what? I have seen.
You've seen.
Like one vagina where I was like, ooh, not for goof. Me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I have Kim, just to be relevant. Yeah. She just had a baby, a girl from
she
a surrogate.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Congratulations,
Kim.
Because she's listening.
And
obviously.
Kanye. And I mean,
she I never
know, maybe
turns
she
it
doesn't
off.
Come either. I'm sorry, Kim.
No, she definitely comes. I'll tell you that right now.
What do you mean by that?
I've like heard her come and seen her come in
oh,
her sex tape.
Word. Okay.
Unless she was like
unless
faking,
she's like
unless
amazing
she's an
amazing actress,
actress which
for
we,
once.
Yeah. But no disrespect to Kim. I actually love her to death.
I love her
she's
to death.
She's a Libra. Shout out Libras. But the point of me bringing that up is that she named her daughter Chicago.
Cute.
Oh. Okay.
I like that.
That was very political of you.
I think there's a lot of nicknames that can come out of it.
Like what?
Like go-go.
What?
Like go-go.
Nope.
No?
Chai.
Chai is cute. Yeah. Chai is chic.
Chai I've been thinking about for a while because, like, Kanye loves chastity.
Or shy. Like, shy is
shy
cute.
Or shy. Yeah, it's going to be shy or chai for sure.
Yeah, into it. Go-go.
So it's going to be shy.
Go-go if it says it first.
Go-go
can you imagine?
Is not happening, but it's going to be go-go. Shy North and Saint. Saint Shy North.
That's gorgeous.
Saint
That's
Chai
a beautiful
North.
Family.
Chai Saint North.
Into it.
I
love
them.
Sorry.
Wait, we need to rename this podcast to Basic White Bitches.
I know. Seriously.
After that conversation. And then literally
them.
Run into traffic.
I know.
Okay. So. Is a guy undateable if he's 38 or older and has never been married?
I didn't write that one.
I know. It doesn't mean you don't have to answer.
Oh, no.
You didn't write all the questions.
I don't know. I thought you were reading mine.
Okay. I will read yours. It's okay. A good one.
Okay.
There needs to be a build up though. This is Hannah's question. Shout out Wolf.
Okay, no. There's nothing wrong with a guy who's 38 and hasn't been married. 38's like pretty young, like considerably for our generation.
And also, Han, if you're listening, my Uncle David, who's amazing, shout out Uncle David. I think he got married at like 39 or even 40.
Yeah, great people
for the
wait.
First time. Mm-hmm.
If they are waiting for the one worth waiting for.
True. Yeah. Wait, let me call. What's your favorite opening message on Bumble? Or I guess what was?
God, I don't know.
Like, if you had to do it now, help a girl out, you know? Give a girl some inspo.
I'm trying to think. I would like if a guy was like, oh my god, your cat is so cute. Like, that would just, like...
That's very specific to you.
I know.
But I do understand that. That's literally something that Britt would say as well.
Yeah. Because she is. She's so fat, and she's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy were able to recognize your fat, cute cat...
And if they were able to recognize, oh, she meaningful. Put this cat in her profile for a reason, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm down with this.
Why do guys get so this girl asked why guys get soft if not whiskey dick, but there are a multitude of reasons. One
oh
being,
my god, mental
one being
issues.
Coke dick, mental issues, antidepressants.
I don't mean mental issues like you're psycho. I mean like you're preoccupied.
Right, you're mentally like, yeah, you're mentally preoccupied.
Yeah.
But there are also people with mental issues who can't get hard.
100%. That's like a lot of people that are on like antidepressants, a lot of people that are on anti anxiety.
Speaking of anti, I need to take my antibiotic.
Okay. Yeah, you do. You need to stopping your antibiotics before they finish.
Like, more so than anything, I hope my parents aren't listening to that part because they'll
stop
really get upset
talking
then.
About your parents.
This is my problem. This is why I'm alone. I'm obsessed with my parents.
I am too, though. It's a.
But they did this to me.
It's an Upper East Side Jewish girl
They conditioned
thing.
Me to be like this.
Yeah, and
they
it's
sweet.
They
forced me to spend every
moment
with them.
They've done everything for us.
They've done everything for me, and now I have to, like, I'm obsessed with them.
I live with my dad's mother, and I love it.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
I hang out with her every day.
Okay, other than the fact that my strep just came back.
Damn it.
Let's talk about your question now.
Okay.
Which is, can you ever get back together with an ex? And if so, what are the parameters that would make it okay?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. My friend inspired that question because she is with a terrible human, and yeah.
And so what would you say to this friend if she were here and she were asking you if she could get back together, like, what
I would
are the
be
parameters?
Like, you'd have to be...
Like, if he didn't cheat, you can, or,
I
like...
I know, first of all, it depends on what the issue was the first time around, because you always break up for a reason. So, they have to be willing to work on the issue that you broke up for, and, like, devote that, like, that part of their life to change, whatever it is. Like, if it's, like, small or, like, big, like, you have to be like, okay, I'm done, and also, like, I'm sorry for what I did to you, and maybe make some kind of grand gesture.
So you wouldn't get back together with someone without the grand gesture?
I don't think you should. Like, what are you getting back together for? I don't know, unless you want, like, another relationship of convenience where it's already, like, kind of comfortable and, like, I don't know. There's reasons to get back with people, honestly.
Really?
I don't know. I don't think everybody's on such, like, a race to the altar anymore. So you can kind of just, like, date and enjoy yourself.
But, like, it's not that anyone's in a race, but it's, like, why be with someone when you know there are things that ultimately didn't work, you know?
Why be with somebody in a relationship already when you know it's not going to work? Like,
I wouldn't be.
Really? Yeah. I think most people keep going. I don't know.
You say that like it's the norm. Like,
I think a lot of people do stay in stuff. Like,
I think it's
for a while. Like,
I think
you know,
it's fair to say that people stay in stuff when they question
right
it
right,
but not if they're
like, not if they're certain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Sometimes there's stuff that you're certain in. Yeah, you break up and then that person has to fucking rectify it. And they also have to do it if you're in that relationship. Like, yeah. You always have to hold the other person accountable.
Yeah.
Especially if they're doing something that, like, really bothers
but
you.
But, like, if somebody shows you who they are, like, listen, it's like, pay attention to them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if you saw behavior in the beginning of your relationship with someone,
believe that behavior. But that sometimes behavior there's stuff that they can't control or something, you know, like.
Maybe. I mean, I will say that, like, more so than ever. Like,
there's a learning curve for people.
In the past, like, few months, like, I've learned that guys, like, more than girls, are going through a lot that they don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they're not supposed to.
Yeah, because they're taught they're not supposed to, but it's very crippling, like, for them when
totally.
Dating.
I can't even imagine, like, being a guy and, like.
It really is crazy. And, like, I don't think that girls are sensitive to it in the way that they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, and trust me, I'm all about, like, feminism and, like, power for women, but especially because we have been feeling like we need to be these, like, hard people, you know? And, like, while we do, like, guys, like, traditionally men, like, wanted women for, like, that emotional side, like, the caring, like, mom-ish mm-hmm. side. And that, like, rarely exists anymore. And, like, I, you know, was with someone the other night, and we were having, like, a very open conversation, and he said something like, I don't ever talk to girls like this.
Mm.
And I was like, you don't talk to the girls you're hooking up with?
Does he talk to guys like that?
I mean, that was not even, like, brought up, subject, but I honestly, yeah. I doubt it.
I don't think guys talk about their emotions at all. And I think, like, there's this crazy, like, double standard, like, that, like, they're not supposed to be emotional. And, like, yeah, obviously, like, we're seeing, like, a huge change, especially this year, like, where it's, like, a resurgence of a women's movement. But guys need to be encouraged to be sensitive just as much as girls need to be encouraged to be strong. We all need to be, like, more whole people.
Hmm.
And, like, I've never faulted any guy for being sensitive to something. Like, okay, Kris Jenner, for instance. Let's bring it back to the Kardashians.
Yeah.
She is a boss, but she cries all the time on the Kardashians. And I don't see her as any weaker of a boss because of it. And I don't know why I would see a man for any, like, it's
That's
nice. It's nice to see people, like, get sensitive.
Seeing
and, like,
a man cry is such a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
It literally makes me wet. Like, unless he does it, like, every time.
Excessively.
You know? Like, then I'm like, get
then
out
you're
of
like,
my life.
Get on Prozac.
And never speak to me again.
Yeah.
Like, stop crying everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, but no one should cry excessively. I mean, I just did a poll question the other day. Would you rather someone who says that's weird to everything mm-hmm. or cries all the time?
I said that's
weird.
They're
both terrible. But why? That's weird is the worst kind of person.
That's
the
what I'm
worst
saying.
Kind of person.
I'm
like,
saying that's the worst.
Oh, you
because it's like, what do you
they
mean?
They shut down everything.
Stop it.
They're
closed-minded. Yeah, judgy. Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah.
Crying is just like, I'm so moved by,
like,
this Monet.
Like, what? Like, you know when, like, you, like, are not even open up to someone, but are just being yourself, and someone's like,
that's
kind of
weird.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, should
yeah,
I?
Fuck you. Yeah. Like, I'm weird. Like, that's why that's weird. You fuck. What would you do if you were dating someone who had never watched an episode of Saturday Night Live before?
I would force them. I actually was dating somebody. I don't know if he had never watched an episode, but he, like, didn't have the fandom that I did. Mm. Like, and I don't know if that's, like, a normal thing or if it's just a New Yorker thing in us. But,
it's
like,
a New Yorker
I expect
thing.
You watch it every week.
No, that's because we're from New York.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back.
I recovered. I need arm surgery because Remy punched me.
Yep.
But it was because she was just so excited to be on my show. other guests, please don't do the same.
Yeah. I don't know my own strength, and I also didn't realize how thin Lindsay is. I mean, I should know, but
that's very kind because I've been eating quite a lot recently.
You eat.
Eating is, you know, necessary.
Eating's essential.
For survival, I have to say. So, good thing. But going back to sex.
Yes.
What's your sexual fantasy?
I don't know.
What's your fantasy?
Like, I think the standards are, like, rape, right? Like, that's, people have, like, rape fantasies and, like,
some people do, yeah.
Role-playing, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, sexy nurse.
Are those all yours? Are you naming yours or other people's?
Do you want to have this? Here, I'm going to give you this shot. I'm going to stick it in your arm.
Is that your fantasy, babe?
Yeah, just like sticking needles in people.
Is it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I've explored that side of my... I don't know. I think I haven't unlocked it in my brain, or if I have, I've like suppressed it somehow. Mm-hmm. I realized the other day that I've always been like a very like sexy child. Like, when I was into sex. I don't mean, like, a hot kid, but, like, I'd like to, like, look at, like, give, like, little boys eyes from my stroller, and I'd cross my legs, and I'd try to be, like, sexy. And so, like, just the way that we were talking about my middle name, like, is, like a beautiful grown-up name. Like, beautiful. Remy Victoria, like, I wasn't cute as a kid, I was more pretty. So, like, I always think I was more adult than I should have been at that point, while also being, like, a very late bloomer, like, in my, like, real life or whatever. But I forgot how mature I was early on. And I think something, like, I don't know, must have, I don't mean traumatic, but something must have happened, or maybe I, like, thought it was, like, bad that I was such a sexual child because it wasn't normal at that point.
Right. So you just, like, didn't embrace it.
Right. And, like, on my episode, we're talking about, like, you said, like, you'd have, like, experimental lesbian sex with your friends or whatever. Yeah. And, like, I had, like, one friend that, like, we'd, like, you know, not scissor. Like, it wasn't, like, genital contact, but it was, like, knees on, like panties or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I think I always thought that was, like, really bad. Like, because I remember her mom would come in and we'd always, like, shoot to the opposite sides of the bed.
Well,
like,
it was really bad. Like, what if they had caught you, you know? It's not like that would have been, like, an easy conversation.
Right. And, like, what are you supposed to let little kids have sex? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, like, you are supposed to let your kids, like...
Experiment?
Experiment. 100%.
Like, I don't know.
You should not be, like,
getting
into
too much stuff.
Rooms when they're
what
with
if
their
they're
friends.
Fingering each other. What
that's
if
okay.
It's
because,
okay.
Yeah, because like that's what kids do and have been doing for years. And like I've done that and I turned out normal. Like granted, I love sex, but
that's normal.
That's okay.
Sex is fun.
Like it's okay to love.
People don't like people always talk about how sex is for baby making, like especially in health class and stuff. And, like, I always say this, like, my mom didn't talk to me about orgasms, but she'd always say to me, like, sex is supposed to be fun. Like, you're supposed to be comfortable because it's supposed to be fun.
100%.
And it is. And it's, like, that's why, like, rape and sexual assault are so bad, because you're taking the most fun thing that you can do in life and making it scary for someone.
So true.
You know?
It's so true.
So.
So, no fantasies, really.
I don't know of one yet. I think it would probably involve some pretty heavy acting chops.
I feel you. I'm with you on that. I definitely love a good scene.
I love... I know you made fun of me for this, but, like, I love a romance movie. And, like, if it's, like, a little,
it's
like,
beautiful.
Romance book, like, where it's, like, oh, he stormed me on his steed and, like, took me in the in the forest against my will.
I don't know.
I love him because he's a stable boy, but I can't get pregnant with his child because the king, no, the king, you know? I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that might be more of a you thing, but, like,
I
respect it, for sure. So, although it's not, you know, an easy topic, something that we have somewhat covered on a few episodes of this podcast is sexual assault. We talked about it with Raina, about in the workplace, and we talked about it with Liv Perez. And have you ever experienced anything like that, Rem?
Okay. I want to put this out as a question because I'm not legally allowed to talk about this.
Okay.
But do your listeners consider what happened to me in the story following sexual assault? Because I'm, you know, unclear.
Okay. We'll find out.
I don't think it is, but I definitely think it's not the best. So
DM after listening.
Yeah. So I met this news anchor at a, like a charity function that I was with my dad at.
Okay.
Or whatever.
there we go again.
Yeah. I love my dad. And my dad introduced me to him because he knew his dad or whatever. And this guy is, like, in his 40s. Like, we didn't know each other, but, like, we start talking and he's like, what do you do? And I was like, I just started doing improv. This is like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've just started doing comedy. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm actually writing a script, like, because I don't want to be known as just like a news guy. Like, people don't take me seriously. I want to write something. And like, I have a script like that I need help with. So I was like, okay, cool. Send it to my email. And so he sends me this script, and it is the shittiest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life. I swear to God, it was terrible. It, like, just didn't even make sense. And I wrote him back, and I was like, this is severely flawed. Like, do you want to get lunch to talk about, like, how I could help you with this over the next few months? Because he was saying he wanted to get it finished really quickly. So we go to this place for lunch, and, like, I'm giving him all these notes, and he's like, how do you normally write? And I was like, I usually smoke weed, like, which is true, like, whatever. And I was like, and I, like, I don't know, hang out for a few hours and then write, and that's usually my process. And he's like, okay, I don't smoke weed. And I was like, okay, like, I don't really care. He's like, the only time I have, I really freaked out. And I was like, okay, so don't smoke weed again. And he's like, totally. So after lunch, he's like, what are you doing now? And I was like, I'm probably just going to go back to my apartment and, like, smoke and take a look at this script, honestly. And he's like, do you mind if I join you? And I was like, no. And I knew in the moment that, like, I didn't want him coming back, but I also didn't want to be weird about it. Like, I've had a lot of friends to my apartment, and I assumed it was, like, a working relationship and whatever. So we're there, and I was smoking, and he's like, could I have a hit of that? And I was like, I don't think you should. Like, you said you freaked out once. And he was like, yeah, but whatever. It's probably because I was drinking vodka at the same time. And I was like, okay, here. So I gave him, like, a hit. He took two. And
just out of curiosity, is he attractive?
He's not disgusting, but I wasn't attracted to him. Another part of the story is, as we were walking back to my apartment from lunch, he pointed himself out on a bus and was like, isn't that cool? So already there, I didn't want, you know, like,
that's not okay.
That's not okay. And anyway, so I've smoked, he's smoked, and I'm, like, typing, and he's like, hey, can I ask you something? And I was like, okay. He goes, does weed make you horny? And I go, no, I actually just read a study that it dries you right up. And he's like, well, can I tell you something? It's making me horny. And I was like, okay, you need to stop. Like, that's not what we're here for. Like, that's crazy. Like, shut it down.
Yeah.
But I was, like, nervous, and I was, like, kind of scared of him, like, being in my apartment, like, alone. So then I was like, shut it down. That's not what we're here for. And he was, like, really, really quiet, and, like, I didn't hear him for, like, 5 minutes, and then I suddenly look over, and he's, like, clutching one of my pillows on my sofa, and he's, like, rocking back and forth, like, kind of, like, quivering, and I was, like, are you okay? And he's, like, no, I'm not okay. And I was, like, are you really high? Like, are you having, like, dark thoughts? And he was, like, yeah. And I was, like, okay, if you were with, like, a lesser human, like, you almost just tried to, like, harass me, essentially, like, I wouldn't, like, take so kindly to you, but I was like, I've been in your position, like, I'm going to walk you through this. And I was like, what's going through your head? And he's like, I've been really bad to women. He starts crying. He's like, I've been accused of things. And I was like, what? He's like, rape. And I was like, Jesus. And he's like, and I've cheated on people. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you have a girlfriend right now? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, like, you didn't end up doing anything with me. Like, I was like, thank God I'm not, like, super weak. I was like, if I'm super honest, like, you would have scared me if I was, and if our dads didn't know each other. You know, like, there was kind of, like, a power thing on my side, because, you know? But, yeah, and so then he's like, I need to leave, and he calls his lawyer and has him ask me all these questions on speakerphone, like, did he do anything to me, like, how is he, whatever, answering questions, essentially making him, like,
holy shit,
not liable for doing anything to me, because he didn't, you know, like, and I just wanted him out of my apartment, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna, like, say this shit for you, and, he asked me for a hat because he's so famous and he didn't want to be recognized. And I brought him downstairs and I walked him out.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, he was crying.
He's like, actually thought he was famous, or he is famous?
I don't know how famous he is. I don't follow Fox News, but he says he's famous. And he made me swear on audio that I wouldn't tell this story for 10 years, and it's not been 10 years, so I can't name him. But, so now I'm, like, legally bound to not say anything. And anyway, I had to escort him out of my apartment, out of the lobby, into a car with his lawyer, who I had to talk to, and, like, that's debriefed insane. Me while he recorded me. Isn't that nuts?
That's insane. Hopefully they'll get it eventually. There's so many
different levels of, like,
someone will take him down soon. Someone will take him down soon, I'm sure. Mm. I'm sure.
Yeah, but if he's only doing things like that and making girls uncomfortable, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I just mean, what should be the punishment for all these different things? Like, there's different, various degrees of sexual assault, of rape, of normal assault, of making people uncomfortable, of a simple compliment. Like, the lines are getting so gray and muddled, and it's like, how do you hold people accountable for the things that they're doing?
I mean, you can't really, like, what are you going to, like, do you think that they're going to change if they go to jail for sexual assault? Like,
I don't know. That's another conversation about, is our jail system working out?
I mean,
I don't know if that's...
I think, like, most of this is a little either. Too, like, controversial to even, like, put on.
Touch.
But, like,
yeah.
I definitely think it would be better if there was a program that, like, made people understand how things should be, like, from here on out.
Totally. Thing.
But that's... Yeah. I'm happy you shared your story.
Thanks. I, like, always want to talk about it, but I'm like, yeah. Am I allowed to talk about it? And now I'm just like, I feel like this is a good, mm-hmm. I like your listener base. I always agree with their answers on your polls. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to hear what they have to say about it, if they think it's, like, weird, or if they think I'm a dumbass, or, like, whatever. Like,
no, I don't think any part of that story made you look like a dumbass. I think he looks like a fucking dumbass.
All right, cool.
And I'm sad for him and hope that he gets the help that he needs. Rem, do you have any last words for girls that are dating in the city or girls out there that haven't come that are listening to We Met at Acme right now?
For girls that are dating in the city, like, date everyone. Follow Lindsay's orders. She's got pretty good rules. But also listen to your heart. Go mingle. Like, you're not strapped down until you're strapped down.
That's true.
So, like, go find somebody, because there's so many. And once you get into a relationship, you start seeing the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's fucked up to, like, do to somebody. So just, like, mingle, figure it out. Pretend you're the Bachelorette. You have, like, 24 guys that you can be juggling.
Enjoy the beginning. Of relationships.
Once you say "I love you," there's nothing else to say. I mean,
except farts and shitting.
But that is wonderful too. Oh boy, is that fun! It's an adventure.
It might be, and it might be. But listen, don't forget about the good times when you guys couldn't see that there are any bad things about the other person.
Exactly. That's fun. But also be wary of people, because, like, you got to look at people. Yeah. It's easy to get, like, ooh, he's perfect, and not, like, ignore the fact that, like, his uncle was a Nazi scientist, you know? That's a real thing with a guy I dated. I swear.
That's a very specific to you.
Shout out, Paul.
I'm sorry you experienced that trauma.
No, he was a very sweet boy. It's not his fault his great uncle was a Nazi scientist.
No, it sure isn't.
Anyway, if you're not coming, please listen to the How Come podcast. You can find us on iTunes. It's spelled How Come, like the, you know, 12-year-old boy way, like come, C-U-M. And we also do live broadcasts of the podcast on Instagram, so you can, like, write in and ask people questions in real time. It's super fun. And you can follow me if you want to, too, but I mostly just post my cat. At Remy Casimir. I'm funny on Facebook. You should follow me on Facebook.
Yeah, no, Remy's statuses on Facebook are
hilarious.
Top of the line / top of my timeline. They're literally top of the line.
I know, because nobody else who's our friends, like, all comics are on Facebook.
You're the only person I'm friends with on Facebook that still makes statuses, so that's probably why.
I know. I'm, like, stuck in eighth grade. Anyway.
It's amazing. And everyone should follow We Met at Acme on Instagram if you're not already. We're also on Instagram. Oh, yeah, I said that.
Yep.
We're also on Twitter and Facebook, but Facebook is boring, as we just said.
Yeah, we're on those,
too. Except for yours. And we're on Twitter. Did I say that?
Yep. Yeah.
I always, like, repeat myself at the end of a podcast.
That's cool. Do another outro.
I think podcasts are giving me strep.
Probably.
Rem, I'm so happy that you finally got to come on my pod.
Me too. And so someday I hope to come on your pod.
You're going
to
come and you're going to go see, who is it, Leona Lewis or something?
Who?
The person that you have to see, the sex therapist.
Oh, the Yoni masseuse?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Leona Lewis is the Yoni masseuse. That's a tongue twister. You guys, try that on your, when you're like licking clits tonight and dicks, like, Leona Lewis, the Yoni masseuse.
Good night, guys. I don't know if it's the night for you. Have a great time in life.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcasts.
Enjoy the rest of your... enjoy the rest of the time until you listen to the next podcast.
Thank you.
We met... Okay, no. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks, Rem, again, for being here. Follow We Met at Acme on Instagram. Please write us a review. Great. We haven't gotten a review in like 10 days or something. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I need to see a review.
I would like reviews too, even a bad one at this point.
I want to see something new on the page.
I want enforcement.
And do the polls on Insta. Get your ticket to the date party on Valentine's Day at Acme. And that's it. Thanks. Have a beautiful night.
Or day.
Or afternoon. Or 5 a.m. What do you call that? Very early morning.
Yeah.
Wait, sing the outro.
Oh, man.
We met at Acme.
Where is the Coke?
That was like a grandma a dying.
Where is...
Hey, guys. Even though it doesn't look like it, summer is right around the corner, and it's time to get that Beachbody in shape. I don't know if you've already heard of Beachbody On Demand, but if you haven't, it is literally killing it. And just like, I think it's like number 5 on like most download apps at this point. And there's a reason for it. And it's because it's honestly such a like big support. And it's been so successful for people who really do want to work out and get a great body and be in shape, but who want to do it in the comfort and the privacy of their own home. I don't know if you're one of these people, but I definitely am. I remember when I started doing yoga for the first time, I couldn't do it in a class and I would have panic attacks. So I had an instructor come to me, and this is the kind of thing that, you know, not everyone can do. And if you're unable to, Beachbody is the perfect, it's on demand, it's on your computer, it's on your phone. There are different instructors you can get to know. Like, I love the class with Jane from the yoga studio. And honestly, it's just something that, like, if you don't get involved in now, you're going to regret it later, because we have a code for you. And if you text ACME to 303030, so 303030, then you will get a huge discount. And actually, not even a discount, but a free trial membership. So if you don't do that now, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. But get on that, get that summer body, and get fit. All right, peace.
Perfect. Oh.